9-month-old Shaquina died in October, not long after this video was taken. She's one of almost 200 young children in Indonesia whose kidneys were damaged after ingesting medicinal syrup containing toxic chemicals.
My daughter died on October the 14th. I miss her all the time. She always wanted to be close to me.
Authorities say the contaminated products contained dangerous levels of ethylene glycol and diethylene glycol, liquids used in antifreeze. The syrups were recalled. And now Shaquina's family is one of 25 demanding justice. The class action lists 11 parties as responsible, including pharmaceutical companies, chemical suppliers, the National Drug Regulator and the Ministry of Health. They're asking for almost $130,000 for each child who died and $68,000 for those who were injured. Safitri Pusparani's son died just a month after his 8th birthday.
As mothers, you can't ask, when will you stop feeling sad? When will you move on? We can't move on. Now we're here because we have to fix something. If we keep quiet, other children may become victims in the future.
This is just a procedural hearing to check documentation, but the families say it's an important first step and have invited other parents to join their case. The families are also asking the government to cover in full the medical expenses of the children suffering from acute kidney injury to help alleviate some of the financial stress many are now facing. Some of the survivors have severe neurological damage and cognitive impairment. Their parents say they were healthy children who now can no longer walk, talk and eat and are almost completely unresponsive.
There are so many treatments that are not covered by the public health insurance. That's why we are asking to classify this as an extraordinary event, so all the expenses can be fully covered.
Desi Permatasari has spent the past 5 months at her daughter Shaina's hospital bedside.
What mother's heart wouldn't break? My healthy girl used to run around. Now she can only lie down. She needs a breathing aid. They made a hole in her throat and she has to drink through a tube.
The parents say they find comfort and support in one another as together they seek justice for their children. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.